Well, when Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson opened up their fork at bridge service, they advertised for personable young men who play bridge. Among those who answered the ad was Michael DeVere, young, handsome soldier of fortune who, unknown to the partners, can shuffle cards as he likes. This episode takes place about 10 o'clock the first night of the business in three scenes. The fourth at bridge office, Michael's hotel room, and then to the Ace's bungalow. But first to the office. Marge is at her desk as Mr. Jackson enters from the card room. Listen.
Well, DeVere, 10 o'clock.
Yes, Mr. Jackson, 10 o'clock, and all's not well, to put it mildly.
Yes, quite, sir. I see what you
mean. I suppose you're going to suggest we call it a day. A very bad day, in fact, to say nothing of a very dull evening.
Well, after all, my dear woman, we can't expect miracles, after all.
Yes, I know. The business is young. It takes time for the idea to catch on.
Quite.
Yes, I've been saying that to myself ever since 7 o'clock, sitting here reading all ads in the newspapers, wondering if anybody ever reads ads, and on the whole, becoming more and more discouraged by the hour.
Oh, now, come, old girl. Dip up a lip at all that, you know.
Well, you'd think we'd have one phone call, even if it was only somebody asking for details, but not a call.
My dear woman, we've only been open for business one day. Besides, there was a call that Mrs. Ace very nicely managed to let get away from us.
Yes, there was that call.
Of course, there'll be calls by the hundreds in a day or so. Just sit down, Harper, old girl, chin up.
Oh, my chin's up. I'm only wondering if I didn't lead with it when I opened this office. How's the troop behaving in there?
Beg your pardon?
Your bridge gigolos, how are they taking it? Have there been any signs of mutiny?
Oh, no. They're bearing up quite well under the circumstances. Using themselves, playing bridge for very small stakes. One or two seemed a little perturbed if there hadn't been any calls. But on the whole...
Perturbed? Is that all?
Well, I don't allow them to think very much about it. I handle it rather cleverly, if I do say so myself. You see, when I see them getting a little uneasy, I flip up another bridge problem and keep them occupied for the time being.
Well, I hope you don't run out of bridge problems to whip up.
Oh, I shan't.
Well, suppose we might as well close up here. There haven't been any calls until now. I don't suppose there'll be any starting a bridge game this late. Better let them go home and tell them we expect better things tomorrow.
As a matter of fact, that's what I came to ask you. I wonder if you'd come in and say those two words to them.
Well, I can't make any speeches.
Oh, it's not a speech, Miss Hale. Just a few words of encouragement. I'm sure that just seeing a new face will cheer them up no end. After all, there's not much incentive in looking at this florid countenance of mine. that's more like yourself, Miss Hale. I'm sure you'll be quite an inspiration to the boys. Besides, they'll be delighted to meet you. They haven't had the pleasure of it.
Oh, but that's your department, not mine. I don't know what to say to them.
Oh, doctor, chin up, stout fellow, do or die for Oxford, you know.
Oh, I think that's a perfect speech. You suppose you know.
Oh, no. I want to be you. Come along,
ma'am. Well, it's against my better judgment, but if you insist...
Right you are. Just what they need. All right, gentlemen, on your feet. Attention, please. Mr. Mayor, would you mind looking this way?
What is it? Somebody finally call up?
No, I'm sorry to report that there's been no calls as yet.
Kind of late for anybody to start a big game now, isn't it?
Quite right, Mr. Henderson. I appreciate that fact. As I told you before, the business is new and the idea is novel. It takes time to build a clientele. But that's aside from the point. Gentlemen, I want to present my senior partner, Miss Hale.
Good evening, gentlemen. Well, I only
this
can't...
This is Mr. Henderson, Miss Hale.
How do you do?
Oh, Mr. Henderson?
This is Mr. Black.
That's
Mr. Black.
And this is Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Miss Hale.
How do you do, Mr. Mayor?
This is Mr. Zell.
Oh, yes, I've met Mr. Zell.
Yes, we've met. And in rapid succession, Mr. Stanley, Mr. Frederick, and Mr. Davis. Well,
how do you do, gentlemen?
Gentlemen, I've brought Miss Hale here to say a few words to you before dismissing you for the day. He realizes he's been panting at the bit, ready to carry the ball for Forfeit Bridge Incorporated. She comes with fresh winds for your face. I give you this hand.
Mr. Jackson has a gentleman of men, but the idea is still there. And I won't be too windy because, well, to tell you the truth, I never made a speech before in my life. I only want to say that we really do expect big things of this business. And please don't judge it by this very dull day. Our advertisements have only been in the papers one day. Our radio advertising starts tomorrow. And I'm sure that once we get going, we'll have more customers than we can handle. In fact, I have a hunch that by this time tomorrow night, you'll all be playing bridge in various homes in the city. Well, that's about all, I guess. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Good night.
Good night,
Miss Hale. Good night. See you tomorrow, Mr. Mayor.
I'm Henderson, Miss
Hale. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Mayor.
Well, of course, I am sorry. Good night, Mr. Mayor.
Going my way, Ray?
Good enough.
Nice going, Miss Hale.
Oh, this is a dress.
I liked your little pep talk.
Oh, did you? Well, thank you.
It's rather late. Would you want me to see you home?
No, thanks. I'll just grab a taxi.
Oh, you don't live downtown,
though. Oh, no, I live with Mr. and Mrs. Ace. It's quite a way out.
Oh, I see.
You're out there.
Well,
we'll see you tomorrow, won't we, Mr. DeVere?
Of course. What made you ask that?
Oh, well, I don't know. Of course we'll see you tomorrow.
Of course. Good night.
Good night, Mr. DeVere.
Well, I've locked up the outer office. Good night, Professor. Good night, Mr. DeVere. I'll see you tomorrow.
Over
from a teacher, Mrs. Eason.
Steve, you may... What kind of a
teacher? Oh, Mr. Jackson insisted that I say a few words to his bridge players before dismissing them for the night. Cheer them up and all that.
Oh, I think it did go over.
Well, poor fellows had to like it. Coming from the boss, what could they do?
You made a speech in front of all of them?
I did.
Well, how did he like it?
Jackson? Oh, fine.
No, I mean Michael.
Well, what makes you ask that?
Well, he's the handsomest fellow I think I ever saw.
Oh, really? Well, how would you like to know the handsomest fellow you ever saw? I asked if he could see me home.
Who is this, Michael? That's all I've been hearing all day.
Well, where is he? Why didn't you bring him in with you?
Bring him in with me? Well, he didn't bring me home.
Why, Marge is just
saying. I said he asked if he could see me home. I told him no.
You told him no? Saying hard to get, huh?
What?
I know. Familiarity breeds a camp.
A camp?
Yes, you know how they say. Oh, you can have Marge.
Well, Michael DeVere seems to be making quite an impression. And the Forfeit Bridge business really gets going when next we meet the EVH.